שלום חברים, ברוך הבא לכל מקשיבים. This is Dr. Duff Forbes. Welcome, my friends, to Treasures from Tanakh. My friends, when that great leader, Mr. David Ben-Gurion, blew the dust of ages from the ancient flag of Israel and caused its eloquent symbolism to flutter once again in the international breezes of this world's contemporary history, he set up an ensign that became the cynosure of all those whose eyes of understanding had been enlightened by the divine scriptures. Few themes are so interesting, and certainly none so important, as the theme we now enter together. In this message, wherein I begin a series of talks on the wonderful prophecies of Yechezkiel, Ezekiel, as they appear in our own Jewish scriptures, so often misnamed the Old Testament, but which we people of Israel know more affectionately as the Tanakh. Together, we shall consider Ezekiel's prophecies as they relate to the restoration of Israel, coincident with the rising menace of a great godless confederacy, the center of which is divinely revealed as being just north of the Holy Land. The importance of the subject calls for poise and balance in its consideration. Therefore, avoiding unwarranted sensationalism and unworthy extravagance, I will seek to lead your thoughts along sober and trustworthy highways. I have entitled this first address, The Minute Hand of History, and I invite you to enter the subject through twin facts, irrefragable and indisputable, and of such significance and importance as to cause them to assume the appearance of two enormous pylons dominating the whole approach to our present theme. The first unshakable pylon of fact to which I direct your concentrated attention is that on the fifth day of Iyar 5708, at about 4 o'clock Palestine time, toward the evening of the 14th day of May in the year 1948 of the Gregorian calendar, Medinat Yisrael, the State of Israel, was proclaimed. It was to come to life at 1 minute past midnight on the 15th, that is, at 6:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time in USA. Thus, when it was 6 p.m. in Washington, the British mandate expired after 26 years' duration, and at 6:01 p.m., the new old State of Israel came into existence. At 6:11 p.m., within 10 minutes, the United States accorded its official recognition to the new state. After 2,000 years of exile and statelessness, the 12 tribes of Israel, now known as the Jews, had a national home once again. If we can recapture, but for one moment, the lost art of meditation, that same captive moment will be sufficient to convince us that in the re-establishment of the State of Israel, we are confronted with a most amazing and wonderful event. An event which, if standing apart, aloof and isolated, would possess in itself, intrinsically, sufficient of the phenomenal to cause us all to raise our collective eyebrows in the liveliest astonishment. Just look at the dark and somber background against which this first dazzling fact is silhouetted. 2,000 years ago, a people were divinely expelled from their land, and they began a long, hopeless, stateless trek down the ages of time. Insecurity was their only guarantee, Uncertainty was their only stability, unkindness their major balm, hate their habitual hope, and fear their very food. Thus, down the long, weary centuries, trudged the haunted, hunted, harassed Hebrews, and every step they took seemed but to stamp into even harder hopelessness the surface ground of future restoration prospects. Then, suddenly, out of rumors and counter-rumors, maneuvers and counter-maneuvers, pressures and counter-pressures, and in the very agony of war, Israel was reborn. After 2,000 years, oh, that I had the time and the ability to portray adequately the unsurpassed historical wonder of this first pylon of fact, that it may take its proper place in your consciousness and be recognized for what it is, a miracle of history. In the historical landscape, therefore, this reappearance of Israel is a commanding pylon, large enough to cast a prolonged and arresting shadow over the total world vista. But this first fact, already of sufficient magnitude, assumes titanic significance and appears in altogether new dimensions when canopied by the golden sublimity with which I now choose to enshrine it. My friends, this event, which punched a hole through the blackness of 1948, admitting the light of a new hope to the Jewish people, was an event well within the content of divine predictive prophecy. Don't let this notable fact slip past your conscious and alert observation. Rolling ages before the event, the Holy Spirit-inspired prophets of Israel had prepared us for it. That great German metaphysician, Hegel, declared that the history of the Jews was an enigma to him, a problem that he could not solve. Had Hegel realized that the history of Israel was incontrovertible evidence of the validity and truth of the predictive prophecy of the Bible, he would have had the answer to his quandary within his very grasp. May we, therefore, not fail to grasp it. Moreover, let us not fail to link it, too, with the realization that the whole history of Israel, both before and after the Galut, the dispersion, the scattering among the nations, is similarly the subject of prophecy in much detail. The actual physical, spiritual, and moral condition of the Jewish nation and people down the long, rolling centuries, right up to this present time, runs exactly parallel with Bible prophecy. We conclude then with every reasonable and logical justification that only omniscience could have foreseen and foretold it. Place, therefore, this second pylon of fact in juxtaposition and relevancy with the first, and you have a gateway of approach and entrance into the knowledge and understanding of the divine plan and purpose in human history. The reappearance of the State of Israel is an event, the implication of which is so momentous, so portentous, that only the spectacular, unprecedented, billowing mushroom of the hydrogen bomb itself could possibly serve to typify it. If the first fact was the miracle of history, the second is the history of miracle, and the two facts, when taken together, should excite our ardent curiosity and provoke our intent inquiry. For surely, here is satisfactory evidence of the divine hand in human history. I agree with Carlyle when he says, all history is an inarticulate Bible. Yes, indeed. The rapport between the Bible of the Jews and the history of the Jews is amazing. Yet it is even more amazing that very few of our Jewish people themselves understand either that history or that rapport. It is my earnest hope that these messages will remedy that defect where it exists among the people of Israel, and will also excite the warm love and sympathetic understanding of non-Jewish folk everywhere. Let us all learn the lessons which lie behind the subject of divine prophecy. Let us view with adequate awe the fact that the initial loss of statehood was prophesied, the destruction of the temple in the year 70 of the common era was prophesied, the scattering among the nations was prophesied, anti-Semitism was prophesied, the return to the land was prophesied, and that brings us right up to the present moment, doesn't it? But it does something more. Or it should do something more. It should constrain us, nay, indeed compel us, to inquire, is there yet more prophesied? What is to be the future of the little newly born state of Israel? From whence comes Israel's greatest peril? From the east, from the west, from the south, or from the north? Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'nav elecha v'hunecha. Yisar Adonai p'nav elecha v'yaseim lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.